Blog Talk Radio. And welcome to the Compassionate Light, or actually, Spiritual Guidance Radio. So, I hope everyone had a wonderful week this week. This week has been interesting. and, you know, I'll share a little bit more about what it is that makes it so interesting this week. But before we go ahead and talk about the topic as well as take your calls, we're going to start with a meditation today. So if you are listening and you're just, tuning in, I want to encourage you to sit comfortably somewhere where you can really just feel that comfort and just feel that peace that so that we can really connect with the angels, connect with the divine, so that we can really prepare to receive the messages that are meant for us this this show today. So to sit comfortably wherever you feel is most comfortable to you, and then to close your eyes. And then we're going to take a few deep breaths. So in through your nose and out through your mouth. And as we do this breathing, to put your hands on your heart so that we can be in our heart space. And as we are in our heart space, to think of elements in nature that are very comforting to you. And we're going to place them in our heart space. Create this atmosphere that is very calming to you, that helps you to be at peace, to be still. Whether it is a body of water, any animals, any plants or trees, if it is mountains or valleys or a sunset or a sunrise, and anything else that really helps you to really be in that peaceful atmosphere, help you to feel calm. And once we have that, to place a door in our heart space, an open door, and this is where we are going to invite our angels and guides as well as the archangels . We have a few archangels that are going to be joining us. We have Archangel Samuel, Archangel Raziel, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Jophiel, and Archangel Ariel. They are all joining us within our heart space, in our energy, as they join us, all of our other angels and guides, are going to be sending us their energy of love, their energy of light, to help us to clear away all that does not belong, all the energy that is old, all the energy that does not serve us, this circle of energy that surrounds us. They're going to be taking away all of those anxieties, all the stressors, all those things that have been bothering us this week. And they are going to transform all of this into this new energy of love and light. It's going to fill in the spaces where the old energy was. And this energy is going to help us to really be able to see, really be able to understand and feel what it is that we need to really hear from the divine today, what it is that we need to really see, but what it is that we went through this week, the lessons that we've learned. And through the topic today, and how it is that we need to integrate that into our lives, integrate it into what it is that we need to do next. So let's take a few deep breaths. Now, Archangel Raphael and Archangel Gabriel are going to help us to integrate this energy that we are feeling right now. And they're going to surround us in this bubble, this huge bubble of energy. And this bubble of energy is going to include us, but it's also going to include all of the other energies from the divine, from the archangels, from source that's going to come down through your crown chakra, all the way down through each of your chakras. And as the archangels, as the divine does this, to really feel the different energies, feel the different colors if you can see them, and also the energies from your angels and guides, the energy of support that they give us, to really feel into that today as we wind down this week where you may have been very busy with work, other things, and we're going to let that go. We're going to give those up. And as we keep breathing in through this energy that we are feeling, the archangels and our angels and guides are going to help ground our energy. So from our root chakra all the way down to the center of the earth, there's going to be this bright white light that comes back up through your feet, all the way up your body, and through your crown chakra. It's like a fountain of water comes back out and flows down to your feet and spreads out to all those who need it. So let's take a few more deep breaths. And bring back awareness into body and open up our eyes and welcome back. So I hope everyone had a wonderful week this week. And this week has been, for some it may have been a little bit challenging, and for some it may have been a little bit more relaxing. So it all depends on what it is that you needed this week. And that is why we're actually going to be talking about balance today. You know, living a balanced life. And, you know, the Archangels wanting me to share this because a lot of times we think about that work-life balance. We hear that a lot. Having that work-life balance. But, you know, when it comes to that, what that really also means is not just at work, but, you know, just through all these different things in your life that you are, you know, asked to take action on. So work, you know, meaning taking action, doing those things that we're meant to do, and doing them. So all those things that you are needing to do. Also, and then when it comes to life, they're meaning, you know, about the times where it's needed for us to relax. It's needed for us to, you know, take care of ourselves, do that self-care, do that those things that we love to do, to take some time to meditate and to journal, to really be reflecting on all of those things that we need to see, that the divine is showing us. But so many times, especially if we're, you know, working outside of the home, you know, we're always on the go. We're always, you know, doing what it is that we need to do and self-focused on that, that so many times we forget to take a step back and to relax a little bit and to really listen to what it is that divine, what it is that the Spirit wants to show us so that we can be filled, but also to understand what it is that we need to do next, you know, how it is that we need to shift from what it is that we are doing right now, if that's necessary. And so, you know, having that balance between, you know, listening to the divine, listening to Spirit, and what it is that our next steps are, and then, you know, balancing that with taking action and doing, and, you know, whether it's working or whether it's with connecting with other people, it's really important for us to see that balance that is there. And so, you know, this week, if you have been, you know, feeling as if you needed to take some rest after you've been going, you know, and doing, you know, it's important for us to listen to that. And when we do that, when we take that time to relax, when we take that time to focus on loving ourselves and taking care of ourselves, that is when we get, you know, clarity on what it is our next steps are. Instead of, you know, when we keep going and doing and, you know, always working but not stopping, you know, it's hard for us to listen, and it's hard for us to know what it is that we need to do next that may be different from what it is that we are doing now. And so, you know, and this kind of brings to what it is that's been going on with me, because I have been, you know, doing a lot of going lately, and, you know, today and even yesterday, you know, yesterday, you know, spoke with my sister and we were doing a lot of communicating on what it is that's been coming in through spirits, through what it is that we've been learning, but also, you know, for myself, the angels had to, you know, remind me that it was time for me to take that time to rest as well. And they kind of had to, you know, really show me by making me feel, you know, more drained and exhausted. And I really couldn't do anything today. So, you know, that is how they really showed me that it was time for me to take that break. So, you know, sometimes that is how the divine will show you to, you know, really get your attention to say, hey, you know, it's time for you to take that break and to really just be within and to, you know, do those things that you love and fill your energetic cup up as well. And so, you know, when it comes to, you know, that balance, if we're not in that balance, that's when things like depression and anxiety can set in. And, you know, so, you know, if you are listening and you've gone through depression and anxiety, you can see how it is that, you know, this all plays together. When it comes to depression, you know, a lot of times if that happens, it is because we are, you know, being stagnant and not doing those things that we are, you know, truly meant to do. And that first may come as procrastination. So, you know, when we are, you know, asked to take action and do those things that that is meant for us, those next steps, and we, you know, our ego and our humanity says we don't want to do it, that is procrastination. That has to do with, and, you know, and we are, you know, especially if we are being pulled to really do something and we're really an act, you know, that is when, you know, procrastination sets, if we say that we don't want to do it. But then after a while, if that keeps happening, if, you know, we're not listening and we're not doing those things that the divine is showing us, that our intuition is telling us as well, you know, that is when depression can come in and, you know, and really set in. And so when we, to really come out of the depression, it's then important for us to listen to what it is that divine is telling us and then take those steps. And it's not going to be huge steps, but it's going to start up as small steps for us to take. And then it gradually will be where there's going to be even more for us to do. And it's going to help us through that depression. It's going to help us to really come out of that and really start to help us to feel better, to help us to feel as if we are, you know, doing those things that do make us happy, because we are starting to, you know, understand that it is what is, you know, when we do take that action, when we do move, it's meant for us to do. So, you know, I encourage all of us, if, you know, you've been feeling as if you're feeling depressed or you feel stagnant, what is it that the divine is trying to show you? What is it that those next steps are? And they're going to be those little steps, whether it is, you know, just to step outside for a little bit or to go, you know, someplace, you know, any place that you feel drawn to, or meeting with people, one, you know, one, it may be one person to start with, and then, you know, where does that then take you? And as you keep taking that action, it's then going to help you to see more and more of what it is that you are meant to do. Now, we also have that other side where, you know, those of us who are always going, you know, always, you know, working, always doing those things that, you know, you just keep moving. And, you know, if you're someone who works or owns a business, you're always, you know, working. You know, it's also important for us to take that time for ourselves too, because it could be where, you know, and I'm going to be bringing up anxiety, because anxiety is when what starts to happen when we are always going, but we're also going in the direction that is no longer serving us anymore. It's not where we're supposed to be headed anymore. But, you know, we just keep going and doing those things that we have been doing. But, you know, when anxiety sets in, it's telling us that it's time for us to step back a little bit, you know, do some rest, do some self-care, and then to reevaluate and reflect on, is this where I'm still supposed to be at? Am I supposed to be doing the same things I have been doing these few years, these few months, you know, whatever it is? And if anxiety has been at you, you know, it's time to take that time for yourself. You know, do that reflection. You know, do some journaling, do some meditating, do those things that you love to do, you know, so that you can care for yourself, you know, do that self-care. And then what happens is when we're able to, you know, take that step back, we're able to then listen to what it is that the divine is showing us, what it is our next steps are. And that usually, you know, when it comes to anxiety, means you need to, it's important for you to see that it's time to take a different step. It's time to go a different direction. It's time to let go of some things that are no longer aligned to you. So where is it, if you are going through anxiety, where is it that you are not feeling aligned anymore? What is it that you're supposed to do next? You know, what can, you know, if you are, you know, feeling as if your job is not where you're supposed to be at, where are you supposed to go next then? You know, what is it that you need to do next? Is it that you need to quit your job? Is it you need to change your business? Is it that you need to change certain aspects of your business? What is it that you need to do in order to realign to who it is that you truly are so that it feels to you again? So, and, you know, when it comes to businesses, when it comes to work, it doesn't necessarily mean that you completely do a 360 and change your job completely. That's not always the case. For some of us, it will be. But for others, it's that you need to change how it is that you do certain things, or you need to add certain things to your business or to your work, or even maybe just how it is, even when it comes to employees, when it comes to workers, when it comes to you know, those type of things, and then additions to your business so that it can be better, it can work better for you. So what is it that you need to do in order to realign to what it is that you are meant to do? Especially, you know, when it came to the pandemic, a lot of us had to really change how it is that we work, how it is that we do business, how it is, and what it is that we need to add to our businesses so that it works to what is going on in this world right now. So what is that for you? So this week, you know, we had this energy that came in on balance, on, you know, really aligning, realigning to who it is that you are. So how is it that the divine came in for you and told you that it's time to be balanced? It's time for you to take action. It's time for you to step back and really take care of yourself. How is it that that came in for you this week? So if you'd like to talk about that and share with the others what it is that you've been feeling, what it is that you've been learning, you can give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. All right, so let's go ahead and take our first caller here. So here we go. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, hi, Lainey. I'm so glad doing the show. I'm glad I was available, Melissa. And we were talking about, kind of resonates with me for what I'm about to ask you, so it's marvelous. I hope that a couple of the beautiful, I think it's few of them that stepped up, or I don't know, maybe they're smiling. I think I have a feeling like they're like, yeah, smiling because it's small all the time. But it's so beautiful.
Oh, yeah,
you said,
of course.
You know, this is this is what I feel. I'm gonna speak from the beginning of time. So God created the heaven and earth, and yes, Michael's brother fell to the ground, and yes, we're tested here to see your ascension and our free will. And the truth is, we really, really, from our hearts, in our deepest hearts, we understand the Creator. We accept Him without any denial or any makeup stories or fantasy stories or have doubts. Always respecting Him. So, if the heavens are up, and you got evil down here, both pretending or whatever, it's dysfunctional code that is down here. You know, I don't mess with it. But it wants to mess with me. But we can't eliminate it because the Creator has given, not going to, or you know, I know he can always pick up the hand or say the command. So I was in a situation where I had this great job that I dreamed when I was a little kid, and then I'm right now in the backup call because I have 3 lower frequency makeup stories, or maybe 5, and now I'm in the back burner here waiting to see if they call me. I've been praying about it, sending energy, and what is my lesson from this? I'm telling you, I understand it, but it's like, you know, evil, you know, you don't want to be eliminated, why don't you respect the good? Because the good is more powerful than the evil. Or I think it more like logically, but people put a label.
You know, we have to remember that we're all divine love and light. So we were all created in the image of the divine. So, but, you know, when it comes to what it is that other people do, when it comes, you know, with the violence, with all the bad things that are happening, it all starts within us. So it's all those things that have happened, you know, in our past that we've kind of picked up, you know, all the generational things, that all the limiting beliefs that we've picked up from, you know, our cultures and just from our past. So it's important for us to, you know, and this is what others do as well for you, where those who are awakened, it's our job to really help others to see that divineness within themselves. So, you know, you and I, you know, it's important for us to really, you know, start to be there for others. Even though, you know, sometimes, you know, others do bad things to us. But the thing is, it's those the healing that they need to do, that's within, that we need to see. So those of us who are awakened, it's important for us to see that there's a lot that the other person needs to heal within their lives. So we need to see others in that way, that every one of us you know, we're all humans, so we're all going to make mistakes. We're all going to do things that are not right. But, you know, as those who are awakened, it's important for us to see that and remember that the other person has a lot of things that they need to heal within themselves in order to be able to see that divineness that's within them. So when we encounter other people who are doing bad things, who are doing things that are not right, we have to keep that in mind, that there are things that others need to heal within themselves. And so, and right now it's hard for them to see that within themselves, but it's important for us to see them in that divineness. Does that make sense?
Yes. May I please ask you, how is my frequency energy right now, my frequency, and any messages from the archangels, anybody step up? I feel a couple of them. I feel like they line up right now. I saw it.
And, yeah, it's always, you know, important for you to trust in that. But, yeah, you know, when it comes to your frequency, it, you know, when it comes to raising your vibration, you know, keep doing those things that you love to do, you know, especially when it comes to dealing with a lot of stuff within society, you know, as you're going to work, as you're, you know, connecting with other people. It's important for you to do those things that you love to do to get that rest, but also so that you can raise your vibration, because, you know, you are very empathic, and you do attract a lot of energy from other people. So when we do those things that we love to do, whether it's singing, whether it's listening to music, reading, those things that we love to read, it helps raise that vibration. It also then helps to release everyone else's energy from you. So then you start to feel better, you feel lighter, you know, and when you do that, and, you know, and also like watching things that you love to watch, you know, whether it's TV, movies, different things like that, that, and it helps you to smile and laugh. You know, those are things that helps raise your vibration, okay? So it's important for you to take that time at the end of the day to do those things that you love to do so that you can release all of that energy that you've been around every single day this week. And, you know, because you're picking up on other people's hurts and what it is that they need to heal. So all of that needs to be released from you. So, you know, keep doing those things that you'd like to do. Archangel Michael is always there with you. So he's stepping in. Archangel Shamuel, Archangel Jophiel is also stepping in for you, and Archangel Gabriel. So you have those archangels stepping in for you to remind you of who it is that you are, because you are that divine love and light. And, you know, keep doing the healing work. To Archangel Raphael is, you know, stepping in to, you know, remind you to keep doing that healing, because there are some things still from your past that you need to heal from. And it does, it is a generational thing as well. So what is it that you learned from your parents that that your parents even picked up from, you know, their parents and so on, you know? So what is it, what limiting beliefs are coming in that that is not who it is that you are? So, you know, I believe that you know what that is, but it's important for you to keep working on that and releasing and letting that go, because who it is that you are, you know, when it comes to the divine, is that you are amazing, and that you can do anything that you truly want to do. You know, it doesn't matter where you come from or you know, how you you know, or what your parents have been through, or what it is that you've been through as a child because of you know, how you just born and grew up, but to know that even through all of that, you can do anything that you truly want to do. Okay?
Because that is beautiful. One last thing, please. So asking Gabrielle direct, sometimes humanity make movie that Gabrielle comes into a human form. That's the only one that I've seen. I did a research. And I don't know. I mean, it can transform into a person. You know, you never know who's going to be in front of you. I just want to ask that question. Is it possible? Is it true?
So, you know, when it comes to that, like, you know, in the Bible, you see that Archangel Gabriel showed up a few times. And, you know, people were able to see. Now, when it comes to that, when you hear that archangels could be, you know, a person on earth, we have to take that as more of a spiritual sense. So, you know, we can have people or angels, you know, really speak through people. And we have whole, you know, we have spirits speaking through each and every one of us. But for, you know, for many people, it's going to be, they have more of the gift where they're able to channel through archangels and angels and guides. And so, you know, we as people, you know, we're going to be in this our human form, but we have spirit really speaking to us and really, and there's those of us who can really, you know, hear even clearer. And we all can do this. Everyone can, you know, hear from spirit. Everyone can, you know, really listen to what it is that the divine wants to show us. But there are, you know, some who are, you know, have learned and practiced for a while, and they're even more in depth with that. And so, and if that is something that you feel really called to do too, you can definitely do that. You just have to connect with them. You have to, you know, do that practice. It has to do with practice too. You know, practice connecting, practice channeling. You know, meditation is a great way to connect with them. So, you know, there are, you know, many people who are, you know, really using those gifts in a way so that, you know, others can see more of what it is that the spirit is speaking to them about. So that's why it's really important for us to share who it is that we are and to share what it is that spirit is, you know, telling us. And that's why, you know, I'm always, you know, saying that we all are teachers and healers, because we're all able to hear from spirit, and we're all able to, you know, show others and teach others and speak to others of what it is that the spirit is telling us. Does that make sense?
That is beautiful. I saw a couple of things right now. I saw a volcano, the sky changing, reddish pink. I saw a lot of activity when we were talking, as I understand. I got the message. I think, was it Michael ascending? I think he touched my head.
Yeah, and, you know, keep connecting with them, you know, and do the journaling. Do the healing work, and as you keep doing that, you're going to be able to hear even clearer from them, and, you know, really be able to connect with them so that you can do those things that you're meant to do and really step into your purpose and what it is that you, how it is that you're meant to share your gifts so that you can help others to grow and help others to awaken as well. Okay?
That is very beautiful. I need to hear this. I got clear on actually a few things. I got clear. I appreciate it. Like always, it's a remarkable journey. Amen.
You are so welcome. Yep. Yeah. Keep. You know. Keep going. You know. And you know, they're always there, no matter what. So whatever it is that you're doing, and, you know, keep just trusting and taking those steps. All right?
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. I hope you have a wonderful week.
And you too. Thank you. God bless. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye. See you next time.
Okay. All right. Let's go to our next caller. We have area code 443. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi. My name is Suzanne, and I'm calling from Maryland.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. So how can I help you today?
I'm just wondering, I've been working really hard on opening up, making sure I'm working on my grounding, meditation, saltwater baths, you know, just doing a lot of research. And I'm wondering, I really feel like today I actually got a couple of times where I felt like spirit actually talked to me, like where I heard just a thought of a couple of different things. And I'm wondering if you're seeing anything for me that would help continue on this journey, and whether or not you have any feeling about whether or not I really did have spirit talk to me today and give me those words that I thought they were giving me.
Yes. And I'm so glad that you called in. I have Archangel Samuel stepping forward, as well as Archangel Raphael and Archangel Gabriel. And what they're sharing is that you've been doing an amazing job on doing this work on yourself. So keep going. You know, there's even deeper things that you'll need to really discover and to understand that you can do anything that you truly want to do. Also, it's important for you to trust in what it is that you heard. It is definitely from spirit. So, you know, keep doing that work on you. You know, keep, you know, doing that self-care for yourself. And also what they're sharing is it's important for you to love who it is that you truly are, like deep down, to love yourself and have that strong foundation of love. Because who it is and all the things that you've gone through in the past were lessons for you for this point. And it's important for you to know that you are so amazing and you have these amazing gifts that are meant for you to use to help others. And by doing those things that you love to do and being who it is that you are, you're going to be helping so many people. Does that make sense?
Do you have any idea of the kind of help I'm going to be giving? Like, I don't really know yet, and I guess that'll just be revealed to me what exactly I'm going to be doing to try to help people.
So one thing that they're showing me that I can share with you is writing is going to be a big part. So,
okay,
you know, as you're doing the journal, what was that?
I was hoping channeled writing.
So it's important for you to continue to do that for yourself right now. So, you know, as you're journaling, as you're meditating, writing down everything that you see, everything that you hear, it's and trusting in that. That is part of that, and you're part of that practice that you need to do so that you can continue to grow that gift. And as you grow that gift, you're going to start being able to, you know, even be able to write without even looking at the paper because you're just writing down all it is that you see and you hear from spirit and also what you feel as well. So, you know, trusting in your feelings, you know, they're showing me that that's something that you're starting to really get. When it comes to feelings and other people's energies. So, you know, keep writing on that, but it's important for you to trust in everything that you see, feel, hear. And at first it is, you know, it can be a little bit confusing because you're not quite sure if you heard it right. And that's why you're calling in as well. But to know that it's all a part of you and that is from spirit. So keep doing that work. Keep practicing and keep trusting in what it is that you're hearing. And trusting in you, and that's your intuition also telling you as well.
Okay.
So,
it's funny because I've been, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I was going to say, I've been suffering from this, like, physical thing, like my eyes twitching, one eye specifically, and then, like, this almost feeling like my heart's racing, but then when I check my pulse, it's low, it's not racing. So I'm like, I thought it was physical at first, but now I'm starting to believe that that is my, like, a sign for me that spirit wants me to listen. And so today, when that happened, I stopped, I listened to it, and then I thought, what's the first thing? I calmed my head, and then I listened to the first thing that popped into my head, and it was just one word each time. But I wrote it down, and I kept it, and I thought, okay, I dated it, here's what I heard, and the three things were not at all connected, but I thought, I'm going to trust that that's what it was.
Wonderful, yes. And yes, many times it starts with those one words, one sentences. And as you keep practicing, you know, you're going to be able to hear even more. And you're going to be able to hear sentences. And you're eventually going to be conversing like you're talking to me right now. So, that's amazing how that's coming in for you. So keep trusting in that. And when it comes to your eye twitching, that had to do with being able to see another level, as well as just being able to hear. And that feeling, that your heart racing, that was your feeling that was coming in. So, you know, keep practicing on that. You know, when is that happening, when you feel that? You know, what's happening at that moment when you feel that? Then, you know, soon you're going to be able to connect with other people and be, you know, able to say, hey, are you going through something right now? And being able to pick up on those because of how it is that you're feeling. So that's so amazing, and I'm so happy for you. It just makes me happy when, you know, I hear those things from others who are, you know, starting to, you know, really get into their gifts. And those are gifts.
Yeah, and I hope I'm going to be good at it. That's the thing,
And you will. You just have to keep practicing it, but it starts with you. It starts with you know, journaling on what it is that you hear, what it is that you feel, you know, how it's coming in, what it is that you're thinking about when those things come in. So all of those things, to keep journaling on that, and you'll, you know, start to soon see that it expands to even more so that you are helping people with it. Okay?
Wow. Okay. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. And you know, it's really important. You know, the archangels are really, you know, focusing on that love for yourself. You know, so it's really important for you to love who it is that you truly are. You know, no matter what it is that you went through in the past, those past things that you've been through, all the situations and experiences, they were lessons for you. So as you journal, what is it that's coming in for you? You know, all those things that come into your mind, why is it coming in? And what is it that you need to work through on all those things that have happened to you in the past and all those limiting beliefs that are coming in, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. You are very welcome. Was there anything else that you needed to ask or share?
Do you think it'll be a career path for me, or will it only be like a hobby?
You see it as a career path, but when it comes to that, it's not going to look as if So it's not going to be as it seems. So you're going to be using those gifts in a way that's going to be a little bit different than you may be picturing.
Okay.
So just kind of trust in what's coming in now and be in the present now, and then soon enough, it's going to come together. So sometimes, you know, it's hard for us to see the direction that it's taking us, but to know that the divine has it in sights for you to really be able to use these gifts as a career for you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, let's go to our next caller. We have area code 504. Hello, caller. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, from Louisiana. My name is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
I'm good.
So how can I help you today?
Yeah, my energy feels really off today, like anxious, and I'm not normally like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, you know, going through a lot of change at work, and I don't like that because
mm-hmm.
I work with some bullies, and it's hard, you know. Mm-hmm. I've been pretty strong, but I'm, you know, stops and starts.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you listened to the beginning of the show, but I did talk about anxiety before. And so have you been a person where you just keep going? Like you're always working.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
You know, today's energy, and I've been feeling it too, where it's time for you to take a break. And for me, like, they really had me take a break by making me not feel well this morning. But, you know, that's what happens is anxiety is we're always going and going, and we don't take that time to, you know, step back and listen to what it is the divine has to share with us and what new direction that we need to go. Now, anxiety sometimes can be where it's just you're doing something new. So, you know, and
True.
Fears come in, doubts come in, you know, so, you know, that's normal as well. But for you, what Archangel Raphael and Archangel Gabriel are showing me is that it is time for you to take a new direction. So what does that look like for you? And they've been showing you for a little while with your coworkers. You said that they were bullies and things were just not working out, right? So it is now time for you to do some rebuilding in your own life, reinventing yourself. You know, with the change that's coming in with work, it's actually now getting you out of alignment to who it is that you are. So now
True. It's
time to take a step back, take some time for yourself and ask yourself, what is it that you truly want? What type of work do you want to do?
Okay. And, you know, I never can get an answer, and I'm middle-aged, and I feel bad. I really do, because I feel like I missed the boat or something.
Nope, you never miss the boat. You'll never miss that boat. When it comes to the divine, they're always going to show us and remind us. So even though we think that we missed our timing, the divine's always going to remind us again. So this is a great time. Right now, you're aware of what's going on with work. There's things changing at work. So this is the perfect time for you to really, you know, step back. And that clarity will come once you take that time to do those things that you love to do first. So what, you know, I want to encourage you to do is take that break from work. I don't know if you have any vacation time or what that you can do.
No, not really. I'd have to call in sick.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of hard right now. But.
Mm-hmm. But it is going to, you know, be important for you to take a little bit of time off.
Okay.
You know, and maybe just this weekend, you know, to see what it is that, and do those things that fill you up first. You know, right now, you know, you may feel a little bit drained, a little bit, you know, and you said that you're feeling off. So, you know, it's really important for you to just do those things that you like to do. So it doesn't have to be something big, but, you know, enjoying yourself out in nature, you know, going someplace nearby, doing some reading, mm-hmm. watching a movie, and taking a hot bath, and those type of things that really make you feel good. It's going to be important for you to do some of that. And then what you're going to start seeing is, what is it, and that's when divine starts to really speak to us with clarity on with through how it is that we feel. Because when we start to feel good, we start to realize what it is that makes us feel good. So that's going to help us, remind us, because you've been working for so long. You've just, you know, been in that energy for so long that it's time for you to take that break. So take that break, you know, get your mind off of work, and just enjoy yourself this weekend, and then see what it is that comes in for you. Those aha moments will come in to show you what it is that really does fill you up and that really does make you happy. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You are very welcome. So I hope you enjoy this weekend. I hope that you have lots of fun.
I'm in Louisiana, so I may get off just because we might have a storm. So I almost wish we do. Yeah. Once you're hunkered down, it's okay. But we're supposed to get a hurricane or, you know, a tropical storm. As long as it's not a bad one, I'm okay.
Sometimes the divine just does that, you know, so that you have that break.
I could do that, I'm pretty good.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Whatever happens, I would love to hear back from you to see what actually did happen. But, you know, just have a wonderful week. Do those things that you love to do, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You are very welcome. Have a wonderful weekend.
Okay.
All right, let's go to our next caller. We have area code 651. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Christiana. I'm calling from Minnesota.
Hi, Christiana. How are you today?
I'm not doing the best. I've been asking some people for if people can provide me some insight into an issue I've been having with a lot of dreams about someone from my past that I no longer have contact with, and how to finally just release it. I've done a lot of work on it, but it's just been so pervasive, and I don't know. I was just wondering if you had any insight on how to
let it go.
Release that, yeah.
So I have Archangel Raphael and Archangel Gabriel stepping forward for you. And, before you said anything, I mean, that what they were mentioning is that it's going to be important for you to see that there is a pattern that you need to release. And it's not just about this person, but it also has to do with limiting beliefs from your childhood. So it has this, it's a common denominator that they're trying to show you through your dreams on what it is that you need to really be able to heal from. And so what also came up with them is to remind you just how amazing you are, just how perfect you are. You have a perfect soul. You know, we're all from the image of the divine. And so to know that you are amazing, but other people may have told you that you weren't good enough in some way or that you couldn't do something, but that's not who it is that you are. Who it is that you are is someone who can do anything that they truly want to do, that you are capable of anything that you truly want. So what is it that you truly want that others have told you that you couldn't do? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that like a rhetorical question?
Well, you can answer it if you wanted to. You don't have to. But, you know, it's something that you should journal on. Okay? And so, you know, and that's, you could consider it as a prompt for you to journal on. So what is it that you truly want that you've been told, and what is it that you've always wanted? What is it that lit you up? That you knew that is what it is that you wanted to do, but others kept you from doing it. So that is a big thing for you right now, to, you know, be able to figure that out, to remember, because, you know, you knew what it was that you, what it is that you wanted, but because of what other people have told you, it's kind of been covered up. So it's going back to that. It's going back to what it is that you truly wanted, because what it is that we truly want, what it is that makes us happy, that is what it is that we're meant to do. That is what the divine wants us to do. They want us to live in joy and happiness, to do those things that we truly want to do. That's what's ingrained in us when we're born. And a lot of times when it comes to, you know, different cultures and generations, you know, they tell us that we can't do it, that we're not capable of doing it. But the divine always reminds us that it is meant for us. It makes us happy. It's meant for us. You know, working hard doesn't necessarily mean that it's, you know, it's going to lead us to what it is that we're meant to do. But it doesn't have to be hard. It can come very easily for us. So what is that for you? What is it that you really wanted to do that other people have kind of deterred you away from it? And that's why these dreams are coming from you, for you. That's why other thoughts of what's happened in the past is coming in for you to work through that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I've worked through a lot, like over the past 6-7 years, because I went through some really big traumas, and it's just been difficult. But
you know, if you'd like to work in deeper, and I do work with clients as well, so that's something that you know, I can definitely work with you on that as well. But to know that you can do this too. You can work through it. And, yes, you have worked through a lot, but there's even deeper things that you need to go even deeper. You have to really dig it out. And it's not going to be easy. It's not. But when you do, when you're able to really dig deep on those hurts and those what it is that you need to heal, you're going to be able to feel so much better, and you're going to be able to understand that you are meant to do those things, and that you can do amazing things, and you can do so many things. And so, you know, keep working on that. And, you know, you can always reach me as well if you go to, I don't know if you're on Facebook, but if you go to facebook.com/spiritual guidance radio. The title of my radio show.
Spiritual.
So it's Guidance Radio.
Is it in the description on Blog Talk?
Yes. So my show is called Spiritual Guidance Radio. So if you go to facebook.com/spiritualguidanceradio, you can message me there, and then, you know, I can help you with prompts. I can help you work through this.
Okay. Thank you.
Am I right? You're very welcome. In the meantime, do some meditating, you know, keep journaling on those things. And when you journal, to journal out everything that's on your mind. And I call it a brain dump, but everything that comes in for you in your mind, in your heart, how you're feeling when you're thinking about those things, to journal it all out, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, I hope you have a wonderful weekend. And, you know, like I said, you can always message me at any time, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
You too.
All right. And if you're just joining me and would like to just talk about what it is that you're going through, if you just need some guidance, my number here is 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad so you could be live on air with me. And just like I had mentioned with her, you can go to facebook.com/spiritualguidanceradio and you can message me there as well. And normally I will reply right away. But if you are needing just a little bit of guidance or needing help with journal prompts, what it is that you need to work through and heal through, you know, that's something that I can definitely help you with. So be sure to join me there as well. All right. So, you know, this week has been a week of really finding that balance of, you know, getting that rest and, you know, really listening to spirits through meditation, through journaling, but also, you know, taking action. Once we listen to spirit, once we listen to what it is that spirit is telling us, it's important for us to take action. It's important for us to do those things that spirit is showing us and telling us. Because if we're just listening and not doing anything about it, we can't expect to grow. We can't expect things to happen. So, you know, when it comes, you know, a lot of times I've had clients ask me, you know, I'm trying to manifest these things. I'm trying to make these things happen, but nothing's happening. But then I have to ask them, once you hear from spirit, are you taking action? Are you taking those next steps that they're showing you? The divine is always going to show us our next steps, you know, and not necessarily, you know, when we're meditating or when we're journaling at that moment, but it could be that we're going about our day and we get those aha moments, or we get feeling that says, oh, we need to go do something, or we have to go somewhere. For instance, this week, last week I mentioned that I am a DoorDasher. So, you know, I serve our community by delivering food. And so one of the things that happened this week was how the divine showed me where to go. And this has happened a few times since I started doing the DoorDash. But this week, you know, I was heading into a town that was next to the town that I am in. And so they actually had me turn on my app. So I'm not only a DoorDasher, but I also do Grubhub and Uber. And so they actually showed me which app to open and to turn on. And so I turned it on, and then they told me that it was important for me to just continue on to the edge of that town. So, you know, I drove, and I actually was planning to turn, take a right at an intersection to go a little different direction. But they kept telling me to go straight, and they, you know, showed me, and they made me feel that I needed to go straight. So I, you know, I kept going straight, and I kept going, and then I was near the edge, and I was about to turn around, but they kept telling me, it's like, you need to keep going just a little bit longer. So I kept going, and that is when it went off, and there was a delivery for me, where what's needed for me to go to, because I met this customer who needed what it is that I was delivering. And yes, I mean, when it comes to these deliveries, everyone needs them, but you know, it was an old lady who was so grateful because, you know, she was going through a lot. And she really needed this for herself and for her family. And so it made me so happy to be able to, you know, serve her in that way, to be able to be there for her in that way. But just in that way, the divine guided me to the direction that I needed to go. And in that way, for all of us, you know, that's that balance. Once we listen to what it is that the divine shows us, that's when, then we have to take action on that. And once we do, we find out as an end result where it is that, why it is that we were led to where we were led. And so it's really important for us to have that balance of listening to what it is that the divine is showing us, and then taking that action, because if we don't, we can't manifest what it is that we need or what it is that we want. And when we listen to spirit and do what it is that we're meant to do, we also help others in the way that they need. We may not be able to see it on the way there, but, you know, what it is that is needed always happens when we trust in the divine, when we trust in what it is that they're showing us. So if the divine is showing you right now what it is that you need to do, it's time to do it. And then if the divine is showing you that or if you've been going, and you're feeling anxious, you're not feeling well, you're not feeling in balance, you're not feeling aligned, and listen to what it is that the divine is showing us. And we're all able to hear and listen to what it is that spirit needs to tell us, that the divine has to show us. You know, and spirit and divine are all the same. The divine, meaning the archangels, spirit guides, our guardian angels, God, you know, that's all the divine. That when I say divine, that's what I mean by that. But also spirit is the divine. You know, spirit speaks to us, you know. And, you know, that is our angels and our guides and our archangels. So how is it that they're speaking to us today? If you're not able to hear it, are you doing too much? And it's time for you to step back so that you can hear, so that you can take that time to just be still. And being still doesn't mean that you don't do anything. And still doesn't mean that you aren't thinking about anything, because our mind is always going to be going. But being still also means just taking some time, you know, time to sit back a little bit, you know, enjoying ourselves, doing those things that we love to do. And then what happens is, as we do those things that we love to do, that's when we get those aha moments. That's when we get the messages, when we get our intuition telling us and leading us to what it is that we need to do. You know, and it's not going to be big things. They're going to be things like even going outside or going to a certain location to meet someone, you know, just having that feeling that you have to meet someone, having the feeling of needing to be somewhere at a certain time, or being there for your children, being there for your spouse, being there, or even just doing some cleaning, whether it's cleaning your mind out, whether it's cleaning your physical space. Now, what is it that you need to do? What's calling you? What's drawing you to do certain things? And then when we do those things, it helps us to lean to where it is that we need to be and what it is that we need to be doing. And in the process, we also help as well to grow, to learn and to heal. So what does that look like for you? So I didn't realize this, but we are past the hour. But, you know, I want to thank everyone for joining me today. And I hope that this weekend you're able to take some time for yourself to, you know, be able to listen to what it is that Spirit needs to show you and what Spirit needs to tell you. And then also taking those action steps that you're meant to take. So what is that's pulling in you, that's calling you to do this weekend or this coming week? Now, this month, you know, when it comes, this month is almost over. It's very surprising, but and this month has been a month where it's important for us to take some action on those things that we have been learning the past few months, and as we keep learning every week. So what is it that you need to really be taking action and doing, acting upon, so that you can step into who it is that you truly are, and to, you know, just to live that life that you are meant to live. So thank you so much for joining me today. I will be back next week to take more calls, as always, as well as talking about a new topic, a new discussion. So be sure to join me next Friday at the same time, and we will just keep, I'll be here to guide, as well as love to be able to hear from you to share what it is that you've been learning, what it is that you've been being shown when it comes to this month. So sending you all lots of love and light. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. We do, for those in the States, we do have Father's Day on Sunday, this Sunday. So I hope you have a great one with your fathers, husbands, all those men in your life. And I will see you all very, very, very soon. So bye-bye for now.